Paragraph Beis, Veze Bechinas Hanianuim Leshisha Ktzavoy Soilam. This is the concept where one of the main avoidos with the Dalet Minim is that we shake them in all six directions. Legalois to show, what are we showing? Ki Maloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi, that Hashem is everywhere. K'moshom Razal, like the Gemara says in Brochus, Laharich Be'echod, that when a person says the Echod of Kriya Shema, he should hold on to that Dalid a little bit. Hold on to it. Kedei Shetamlicheu Lamalo Ulamato, that you're being Mamlech Hashem, you're having Kavona, to declare Hashem as King above and below and in all four directions. K'moikein Menanim Bi'arma Minim, Lamalo Ulamato Bi'arba Ruchos, so too we shake the Dalid Minim, up and down and in all four directions, kedei legalois ki maloi chol haoretz kevoidoi umalchusoi bakoil mashola, to reveal and to broadcast this message that Hashem's kovod is everywhere and Hashem is ruling in everything. Vezeh b'chinas mashebo arvei nachal b'soich arbo minim. This is the reason why we have the arovois as part of the dalet minim. She'ein lehem loy tam v'loy reyach. Arovois don't have any smell, and they don't have any taste. They're mamish nothing. Vehei maramzim al poishei Yisrael. They symbolize the worst sinners of Klal Yisrael. She'ein lehem loy, exactly. Who don't have any Torah and don't have any mitzvahs. In Meisen Tovim. Vegam oisom mekashrim el haluluv uminov. They're not outside. They're inside. We tie them also to the luluv and the other things. Umenanim bohem. And we shake with them. Legalois ulahoyrois kimaloi choleres kevoidoi, to reveal and to teach that Hashem's kovoid is everywhere. Vafilu apoyshe Yisrael b'china shoich neofranal gamheim osru lahem liayish haitzmon. And even the worst sinners in Klal Yisrael, people are mamish lying in the dirt, they also can't give up on themselves. Kimaloi choleres kevoidoi, because Hashem's kovoid is everywhere. Hashem is with them in the dirt, and they can connect with him any minute they want, whenever they're ready. Ki bahalulav onu megalin shegam bechinas ha'arvei nachal shein bechinas ha'rishoim gam heim yecholim lehiskasher lahatzadik shu bechinas halulav. When we're holding the lulav and dalad minim, we're showing everyone is included, even the arovos, even the zeros in Klal Yisrael, the guys who have nothing, no smell, no taste, they're also attached to it, so they can also be attached to the tzaddik, who is the lulav. Again, the word lulav is bigematria chayim, which represents the tzaddik, number one. The lulav is shaped like a vov, also representing the tzaddik yisoy, that vov of yud kei vov kei. And there are many, and the lulav is tomor, comes from a tomor tree, tzaddik katomor yifroch. There are many, many in yonim to show how the lulav is a tzaddik. Ki a tzaddik meir gam bohem. The tzaddik shines into them also. Bebechinas ha'heoro shemeir bedorei mato, shech neofor. The light that he's supposed to transmit to those people who are in the dorei mato, shech neofor. Bechinas maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. He shows them that Hashem is everywhere. Bechinas hokitzuv rananu shech neofor. Kemavur sham heitev b'maymar hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates very, very much in that Torah Mikutei Moran. Ayin sham, learn that Torah. You'll see how Rabbeinu Zal explains exactly what the tzaddik teaches to the dorei mato. Ki hahodos yesh loy reach v'loy tam. Hadasim are something that have smell. There's no taste. There's nothing to eat in a hadas, but they have a good smell. Ze b'chinas dorei malo. That symbolizes the dorei malo, the people who are on a very high level in Yiddishkeit. She ha'orosom hu b'chinas aye, where their light is the light of Aye, Bechinas Mechomis. What do you see? What? Veze Bechinas Reach Veloitam. That's the concept of smell without taste. Ki hatam hu nirgash bifnim. Taste is something that you experience inside of the body. Taste is only when you take it inside. It's gashmi, into the goof. Ze bechinas mashem musog venira. That's what you already understand. That's what you can see with your eyes. That's bechinas tam, taste. Avul horeach hu bechinas mashe enoy musog. But when we speak about smell, that's something that you can't touch. You can't taste it. It's above that. It's a much higher level. Venira, it's not musag. Venira klal. It's not something you understand or see at all. Smell, you don't see. Rak kemanda orach recha. But it's like somebody who smells something. And, you know, we're talking about something on a high level. Vialkain, and this is why the Gemara says, Ein haneshama nenes kime hareach. That the only thing that the neshama experiences is reach, smell. Enjoys. Ki haneshama hi bechinas dore mala. Because the neshama corresponds to the dore mala, those who are on a very high spiritual level. Kemoi shomer azal, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk, yikro el hashamayim me'ol. The Gemara there is talking about that when, in the future, when Hashem is going to judge a yid, he's going to come to the person, he's going to come to the body and say, come over here, you. I'm going to punch you into 1,000 pieces. You dirty rat, you did all of these averos. The body's going to say, Hashem, what are you talking about? It wasn't me. Look, I'm dead. Can I do anything? I can't do anything. It was that other, it was the neshama, it was the battery. A car without a battery can do anything? I wasn't me at all. So Hashem's going to go to the neshama, to the snefesh, to the spirit. Say, come over here, you. You're the one who's got to get. He's going to say, no, it wasn't me. It was that other dirty rat, that body. So the Gemara says, Hashem is going to take both of them, put them together, and then they're going to get the patch. So the Gemara there quotes the pasuk, Yikro el hashamayim me'al. Hashem calls out to the heaven above. That's the neshama. And he calls out to the Otz Midos. That's the guf. And he puts them both back together, and then he gives them a zetz. So Yikra Lashmai Me'al, the Gemara says, Zehu HaNeshama, that's the Neshama. So we see that the Neshama is called Shamayim, that's the Dorei Mala. V'alkein Iker Yinikosa Mehoreach, Shu Bechinas HaSogas Dorei Mala, Bechinas Aye, Bechinas Mechomis, Bechinas Reach V'loitam, Kemandorach Recha. So therefore the Neshama is the concept of Reach, which is Dorei Mala, which is Aye, all of these, that's the high spiritual level. We're talking about the high level. Aval hasogas dorei mato, whereas those yidden who are on a very low level spiritually, hu bechinas tam v'loy reach, we refer to them as tam, taste, not smell, because they're more megushim, they're more gashmi. Like when you're eating, say, you know, taste is something where you're ready, mamash, you put it in your mouth to taste it. Ki hatam nirgash bifnim, tam is something you feel inside. Tam is pnim, reach is makifin, reach is the high spiritual stuff. Tam is more bifnim. Ve'ikratam toli bere'ia sheroyin adover, and we know that in order to really appreciate the taste of something, you have to see it. K'moshem Rabbeinu Zal, like K'moshem Rabbeinu Zal, as the Gemara says, hasuma ein loy soiva, a blind person is never satisfied, never satiated from food because he don't see it. Ki ikra hatam al yedei hore'ia. Because tam is dependent on seeing. Valkain hatam, this is interesting, because you know that some people, when they want to look cool and they're tasting something, they're tasting a $300 bottle of wine, so they close their eyes to really experience it. Sorry to tell them, Rav Nosson Zal enlightens them that if they want to really experience it, they got to see it. If you want to really appreciate taste, you have to see it. The Gemara says, Sumain Leiseva, that taste is taught. Smell is something, smell is spiritual. Smell you can see. But taste, that's already a more gashmi item. Exactly, more savea. Vialkein hatam zebechinas hasogas dori mato. So therefore, tam refers to the people who are on a lower level spiritually. Bechinas maloi cholor etz kevoidei. Bechinas vo'era es Hashem. A person who sees. Bechinas ta'amu ure'u ki toiv Hashem. Look at the pasuk. Ta'amu ure'u. Taste and see. So we see that taste and seeing go together. So that's the Dorei Mata, who to them you have to tell them, look, Hashem is right near you. To the Dorei Mala, we have to tell them, Aya, you can look from today till tomorrow. Your Hashem is so far above what you think, you don't see anything. That's what we have to tell the Dorei Mala, those people who think they know already. To the people who are on a Dorei Mata, we have to say, what are you talking about? Look, Hashem is right next to you. Hashem is right there. And because the main accomplishment, that to be zoicha te'oras harotzain, depends on the dorei mato, those people are on a low level, to wake them up out of their sleep, out of their spiritual sleep. ולגלו אסלם, and to reveal to them, כי מלא יכול ארץ כבוידוי, כי אף על פי שהצדיק מאיר בשני הוילמוס, בדורי מעלה, בדורי מטה כנל, because even though it's true, it's fact, that the tzaddik is broadcasting on both channels, dorei malo and dorei mato, af al pi kein ikur he'orosoi hu bedorei mato. His main he'oro isn't to those who are on the lower level. Ki bishvil ze bo ha'tzadik bo oilam haze ha'shofol, kedei l'sake ne'oilam u'lahagbia lohorim es kol ha'madregois ha'tachtoinois. Because that's the main reason that the tzaddik comes to this physical lowly world, to fix up those people who are low, who are down. In the Madregas HaTachtoinais, Afilu Oysam Hamunochem Basoro Kisrin de Mesavusa, even those people who are lying in all 10 levels of Tuma, Lahagbia Gam Heim Lashem Yisborach, to elevate them to Hashem, Ulagala Islahem Ki Hashem Imam, and to reveal to them, to show them that Hashem is with them, Ki Maloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi, because Hashem's Kevoid fills the whole Oretz, everywhere, even the lowest levels, B'chinas HaKitzu V'rananu Shoich Neofor. Ubishvil ze, because of that, Halulav, the Lulav, Shehu Bechinas Hatzadikanal, Alkein Yeshboi Tam Veloy Reach. This is why the Lulav, which is the Tzadik, only has taste, no smell. The Tzadik, the Lulav has the dates on the tree you can eat, but the Lulav tree, there's no smell involved there. Ki Iker Heoras Hatzadik Hubedore Mata. This is to show that his main avoida is in those who have the taste, the dorimato, sheha orosom hu bechinas tam, where their light is the concept, their oir is the concept of tam, bechinas maloi cholor etz kevoidai kanal. Nimtzo sheha hodos hu bechinas dorimalo. So therefore, the hadasim, as we showed before, was a dorimalo, right? Va'arvei nachal shein bem loy tam v'loy reyach, ze bechinas adorimato, shech neofor. The arovois, which have no taste, no smell, they represent the dorimato, those who are on the lowest level, shech neofor. Va'tzadik shubchinas halulov, hu ochid u'mekasher shneim. The tzadik, who is the lulav, he unites and binds both of them, the Hadasim and the Arovois. Ki choyl bashamayim uvoretz. He's that ki choyl, that yesoid, which is bashamayim uvoretz. He's in both places. Ki meir bishneim. He shines into both of them. Vetzorich lichloil ha'olamos elyon betachtoin v'tachtoin be'elyon kidei shiyeh lehem yira. Rabbi Nazal explains over there in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that it's important that the upper and lower don't remain completely apart, that tzaddik has to be able to give the dorei mala some of the dorei mata stuff, and he's got to be able to give the dorei mata some of the dorei mala stuff also. He has to see to it that each one should have some of the other in order that they should be zoche to have yira. Rabbi Nazal explains over there how the yira is connected to it. But in any case, he says that the tzaddik has to be Koilel, the Shomayim and Oretz, the Elyon and Tachtoin, the Elyon in the Tachtoin and the Tachtoin in the Elyon. The Hainu Shetzorich Legalois Gamle Dore Malo, Haheoro Shelbchinas Meloichol Oretz Kavoidoi. To those people who are on that very high spiritual level, he has to give them also a taste of Meloichol Oretz Kavoidoi, a taste of the Heoro of the people on the lower level. And to those people who are on the very low level, he has to give them also a taste of the message of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Kedei Sheyir Lohem Yira, in order that they should have Yira, Kemavur Sham, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moharan. Vize Bechinas Esroig. Now we come to this is the Esroig. Sheyesh Loi Reach Vitam. The reyach has that smell, that strong lemony smell, and also taste. You can eat it. Zebachinas klolius soilomois kanal. This is the concept of what Rabbi Nazal explains there, that the tzaddik has to make sure to put them both, to unite them both in a certain way. Bishvil hayira, in order to achieve yira. Ki ho esroig hu bechinas malchus, shu bechinas yira. Because we know the esroig represents malchus. The Zohar HaKodesh tells us that you have the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, kulach yofor ayosi umum einboch. You are so beautiful, my beloved, you have no blemish. That's Hashem speaking to the Shekhinah, kavyochol, to his wife, the Kaviyocha, the wife, the Shechina, the Malchus. And that's the Esrog, where we look, we check it out to make sure that there's no bletla, there's no stains on the Esrog. The Esrog is a thing that we really examine and examine to make sure that it's clean, completely clean. That's the Malchus, that's the Shechina. Shehu b'chinas yira. And we know Malchus is synonymous with yira. Kamay shomru, like the Gemara says, il mole moiro'o shel Malchus, were it not for the respect for government, ishes re'eo chayim bloy, people would swallow each other up alive. So we see Malchus is yira. Those two go together. Ki tzorich lichloil hasogas dore malo, shu b'chinas re'ach, b'chinas ayei, v'hasogas dore mato, shu b'chinas tam, b'chinas mloich haaretz kvoidei. Because the tzaddik has to be able to blend together, to mix together sometimes the ayei mekoyim kvoidei and the mloich haaretz kvoidei, the dore malo and the dore mato, the tam and the re'ach. Bishvil hayira, kemavur sham heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran very, very well. Why? How yira, how that brings about yira. Veze bechinas hanianuim. Now you'll understand why we're doing that shaking. Ze bechinas sokitzu varanu sheikh neofor. When you want to wake somebody up and they're in a deep sleep, what do? You shake them. Kamoy sheminarim echot mishnosai, like you shake somebody out of his sleep. Moirin umananoi, so you wake him up and you shake him. Kedei sheyokot, so you should wake up. Valze meramzim hanianuim. That's what the shuckling of the lulav is merames. Ki menarin umananin kol hasheich neofor sheyokutza mishnosam. We're shaking and trying to wake up those people who are lying in the dirt, that they should come out of their sleep. V'yokutzu v'yamdu l'vaydasisbor. They should wake up to serve Hashem. Val yisya'ishu klal. They shouldn't give up at all whatsoever. Ki adayin Hashem imam. Because Hashem is with them. Ki maloi chol eretz kevoydei. Because Hashem's covered. It is everywhere. Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein ikur mitzvah sukkah hu achila v'sheina. Now again we go back to analyzing why the main mitzvah in the sukkah is eating and sleeping in the sukkah. Even though we know it's nice, it's good to learn Torah in a sukkah, but if the halacha, the halachas of sukkah, the main halachas are, you can't eat at it, so you don't eat at it, so you don't sleep at it. That's the main thing. Because when we're zeicha to unite, to bring together the ben and the talmid, the dore mala and the dore mata, where we said as a result of that, the person is zeicha to makifin, Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who does that properly will be zeicha when he's eating to receive this he'oras harotzlein, this unbelievable high-level feeling of dveikus tashem, of yearning tashem. Ayin sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains it and he shows it from psukim and everything. Ze b'chinas achila b'sukkah. This is the concept of the importance of eating in the sukkah. Ki asukkah, shi b'chinas makifin, shezoichin al yidei slichas avoinois, al yidei horas ben v'talmid. Because the sukkah, which we said is the makifin, which a person is zeicha by having his averus erased, and he's zeicha to das, and he's zeicha to shine that das into ben v'talmid, and he's zeicha to that heoras harotzoin, bechinas yoivel, he's zeicha to the madrega of yoivel, which is the 50th year, that shar hachamishim, shehu bechinas yom kippur, which is yom kippur. Yom kippur begins and ends yoivel, the yoivel year. Al yidei ze zeichin lekabel b'shas u'achila heoras harotzoin. A person who's zeicha to that is zeicha when he's eating to have this great he'oras harotzoin. Poiseach es yodecho masbi'a l'chol chai rotzoin. Sheze b'chinas achila b'sukkah. Ki he'oras hamakifim heim b'chinas he'oras harotzoin. Kemavur sham. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us these two different words that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in many Torahs in Likutei Moran, the term makifin and the term he'oras harotzoin, they are one. It's the same concept. That's this high-level light. That's this keser. That's this makif. That's this rotzoin. V'alkein kishonu zeichen lechel besukkah tzilo kadisha. And therefore, when we're zeichen to eat in the sukkah, which is the holy shade of Hashem, azai ono mekablim b'shas achile horas harotzoin. Then we're zeichen at the time of eating to receive this heoras harotzoin, shu b'chinas heoras hamakifin, b'chinas sukkah kanal. V'al kein ikar mitzvah sukkah hu achila. That's why the main mitzvah sukkah is achila. Ki ha'oras ha'sukkah, shi ha'oras ha'makif, and ha'oras ha'rotzlein, mekablin b'shas hu achila daika. That ha'ora a person receives bedafka at the time of eating. People don't realize, there are many people that don't realize. People think that in Yiddishkeit, and on a certain level, Rabbi Nizal even brings it on the Kutimran, that there's two levels in Avodas Hashem. There's Pnimius and there's Chitzainius. Pnimius is learning Torah and Tefillah. Chitzainius is Achila, Shtia, you know, and all the Gashmius things. Sometimes we look at it that way. But on another level, there is a concept of Achila Digdusha, where in some ways that can be a higher level than learning Torah. There's a famous story with Rabbi Nizal by one of the, on Shavuos one time. He was sitting at the table the night of Shavuos, and he would eat something, and then he would switch to learn, to saying the Tikkun Leil Shavuos to learning. And then they'd bring more food, and he'd eat again, and then finish the food, go back to the learning. And each time he thought it was over, they kept bringing another course. So Rabbi Nizal said, we're having a debate here. We have a machlokes here. I consider myself a regular person. A regular person eats to be able to learn. He's eating to be zoicha, to be able to learn. The learning is the higher level. The eating is the gashmius, and he's eating to have koyach net to learn. They consider me a much bigger tzaddik. They say I'm on such a madrega that I'm learning to be able to eat, to be zoicha, to eat the right way. That the learning is the introduction, and the tachlis is the eating. They hold me for a greater tzaddik, you know. So we see that here we're being told, in this Torah in the Kutimran, Rabbi Nizal shows that there's certain things that a person, there's certain he'ora, that a person can get b'shas achila, that's above the he'ora that he can get at the time of learning even. This he'ora sarotzlin. Kimavur sham b'maimran al, as is explained over there in the Kutimran, heitev, heitev. Very, very clearly. V'zeh b'chinas sheina b'sukkah. Now you'll understand also the importance of sleeping in the sukkah. V'zeh b'chinas v'hoyo Rebbe Eliezer yoshein hamavur sham. In that Torah in the Kutimran, Rabbi Nizal tells a story about Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua being on a ship, and Rabbi Yeshua was up, and Rebbe Eliezer was sleeping. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that the Rabbi Yeshua is awake. Rabbi Yeshua is the Talmud, Yeshua, the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliezer is the Ben, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua is the lower level where he's awake, he sees. Rabbi Eliezer is the higher level, which is a concept of sleep, meaning when a person sleeps, his neshama goes up, upstairs. That he'or of Aye, that level. Hamavur Sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. Rabbi Nizal brings there that there's a pasuk in the Torah that speaks about Gan Eden, about Olam Haba, and it says, Ayin lo yiroaso elikim zulasecha. No eye has ever seen, you know, the essence of Hashem. That's describing Olam Haba. So the first letters of Ayin lo yiroaso elikim zulasecha spell the word Eliezer. That's the he'ora of Eliezer, the son, who is the whole moyach of the father. In other words, in some ways, he has a better chance at being closer to the father, to the tzaddik, than the Talmud does, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates there. Ki ha'oras ha'sukkah hi b'chinas makifin. Because again, the light of the sukkah is that oyer ha'makif, it's those makifin. B'chinas mechomis, what do you see? B'chinas ayin loyroasa. Like the pasuk says about Olam Haba, no eye has ever seen, you know, the splendor of there. Bechina Shena, which means sleep. When a person's sleeping, that's when the neshama goes up. Kemavur Sham Heitev, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Kutimran. Well, look, listen to Rabbi Nizal's words now. Ayin Sham, look at that Torah in the Kutimran. Vetire Plois. You'll see unbelievable things. You'll see wonders. Kidvorim Koela Hamavurim Sham. Because the words that Rabbi Nizal explains in that Torah in the Kutimran have never been heard and never been seen from when Hashem created the world. No tzaddik, no sefer ever wrote what you see in that Torah in the Kutimran. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Ashreinu, ashreinu, ashreinu.